shooting in suburban D.C.
Several members of Congress sheltered in place.
London high-rise inferno.
I see people in windows banging, screaming, get me out of here, get me out of here.
Death, destruction, and desperation.
People were jumping. You either jump or get engulfed in that flame.
Massive Georgia manhunt.
They need to surrender before we find them.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's breaking news this morning. A shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. Police report multiple victims. Let's go live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
This is happening, Steve, at a public park in the Delray neighborhood of Alexandria. It is just across the Potomac River from D.C., and it's where members of Congress were practicing ahead of a charity fundraising baseball game tomorrow night at Nats Park. A source tells CBS News at least one congressman was shot in the hip. There are unconfirmed reports from fellow members that House GOP whip Steve Scalise was hit. Witnesses heard several dozen shots. Security here at the White House has been tightened in response to this incident. Pennsylvania Avenue is closed except to pass holders. My pass was very closely examined 30 minutes ago. Repeating, police in Alexandria, Virginia say there are multiple victims of a shooting where members of Congress were practicing ahead of a baseball game tomorrow night. Steve?
Well, now let's shift overseas. A deadly high-rise fire today in London. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Witnesses could only watch helpless.
Oh, my God, they're screaming.
At least six dead, 74 hospitalized, many, many people missing after a fire that consumed a 24-story apartment building overnight.
It was right from the bottom straight to the top. The movement of the fire across the entire building didn't take more than half an hour.
Fire crews were there in minutes, but there was little they could do.
People, like, throwing their kids out. Just save my children, just save my children. And the fire brigade, the ambulance and the police, I couldn't do nothing.
I've seen some things, but today I can't even describe it.
Simone Williams is a nurse who treated some of the victims, her neighbors in this 1970s housing project.
There's mothers that have come out and lost their children. People have lost their homes. Children have seen things. People were jumping out the window. We just need to rebuild as a community now.
The building had just undergone a $15 million renovation. CBS News spoke with residents who said firefighters first told them to stay indoors and put damp towels under their doors to keep out the smoke. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says questions will be asked. But for now, the focus is on finding survivors in this still-burning high-rise. Steve?
Well, back here at home, Jeff Sessions mixed defense and defiance in his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
An angry attorney general said he was being smeared by rumors that he had undisclosed contact with Russian officials.
There are none, Senator Wyden. There are none.
Sessions argued there was nothing wrong with his involvement in Jim Comey's firing, even though he had recused himself from the Russia investigation Comey headed.
The recusal involved one case involved in the Department of Justice.
But he refused to describe the conversations he had with the president on the matter.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not able to comment.
And any other matter.
You're not answering questions. You're impeding this investigation.
It would be inappropriate for me to answer and reveal private conversations with the president.
It left one Democrat suggesting that perhaps Sessions should be held in contempt of Congress. Republicans argued Sessions was following a long-standing tradition.
Well, correspondent Jeff Pagaz has the latest on the investigation into Russian attempts to meddle in last fall's election.
A former U.S. official familiar with the intelligence says that there were massive alarms going off about the scope of Russian attempts to breach voter databases. The official says databases in key battleground states were at risk of being penetrated. The source mentioned that there were about five or six states, including Wisconsin and Florida. The official tells CBS News that some voter registration data may have been exfiltrated, but that investigators were not certain that information had been taken out of the systems.
At a stop in Milwaukee, President Trump touted his effort to create jobs and tore into Obamacare.
The Democrats have let you down, big league.
And as for a Republican replacement, he vowed better things are ahead.
The Senate's getting ready to do something where we will come up with a solution and a really good one to health care.
In a meeting with Senate Republicans earlier in the day, Mr. Trump referred to the House health care bill he once praised as mean and said lawmakers need to be more generous. 200 Democratic senators and representatives are suing President Trump today over foreign money that's flowing into his business empire. USA Today reports since last year's GOP convention, 70% of Trump company real estate sales have been to shell outfits that obscure the buyer's identities. That's compared to just 4% in the 2 years before he got the nomination. Critics say it raises questions about efforts to influence the president. There's an intense manhunt this morning in the southeast, 24 hours after two corrections officers were shot and killed. Authorities say they were overpowered and disarmed on a prison bus headed for a work detail southeast of Atlanta. Two inmates are being sought. Sheriff Howard Sills was emotional as he described what happened.
I saw two brutally murdered corrections officers. That's what I saw. I have their blood on my shoes.
He says the two got away after carjacking a motorist. Bill Cosby got animated as he left court yesterday in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Mr. Cosby, any comment about the jury's deliberation?
He gave fans a bit of his Fat Albert cartoon character. A jury has yet to reach a decision in his sex assault case.
Today is day three after 15 hours of closed-door deliberations with the jury so far. The seven men and five women need to come to a unanimous decision, and they're obviously not all on the same page. They've so far been brought back in four times when needing guidance from the judge on things like definitions or rehearing testimony given last week. Yesterday, Cosby's attorney said that he's in good spirits. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
A Massachusetts judge is now deciding the fate of a 20-year-old woman accused of sending her boyfriend text messages encouraging him to kill himself. Michelle Carter is charged with manslaughter in the death of Conrad Roy. Now to Cincinnati. A jet brought Otto Warmbier home to the U.S., held for a year and a half by North Korea. He's now in a coma. There are risks for people who take aspirin as part of their daily health regimen. CBS's Jim Shenevy has some new findings.
We've been hearing the advice for years. A daily aspirin can be a health benefit, helping to ward off heart attacks and stroke. But new research suggests aspirin can lead to a higher risk of serious and even fatal bleeding in the elderly. Health experts estimate that around half of Americans age 75 and older take aspirin every day, and aspirin has been proven to reduce the risk of heart attacks. But at age 75 or older, the blood-thinning effects can become a significant health risk. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The nation's new poet laureate is 45-year-old Tracy K. Smith. She's a Pulitzer Prize winner who's been hailed for her command of language and emotions. Smith says one of her goals is to use poetry as a bridge for people of different views and backgrounds. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.